Like a white man would be calling. No, just a white man.
White man.
You remember when you were young, ever using the word Mr. Charlie?
Yes.
What is that exactly? Did that mean? Did you respect him?
Well, I think that's what it was for, that mister. I think some of the younger people don't want to call him Mr. now.
But Mr. Charlie, you meant to...
They were gone.
You really respected him?
Yeah.
No.
If a man has a fishing rod that he likes very much and his son just is playing with it and breaks it, and the man has a fit, you say, he really got all what? Man gets real upset about something.
Oh, he's mad. He's mad. Not angry. Mad. He's angry now, you know.
Real mad. And if you've been working hard all day, you might say, man, I'm really
tired of you.
And if somebody becomes ill in a hurry, just very suddenly, you say, he what? Sick. You sure? Very suddenly, all of a sudden, he what? Sick. Does he get sick or does he take sick? What did you say? Get
it? Oh, they said you need to take sick.
Take sick?
Taking sick.
After a wedding, you remember how they used to tease the bride and groom? They used to get a cowbell and a wagon and pull them around. What did you used to call that?
Wouldn't be celebrating.
It is a kind of celebration. Would you know the word, is it chivalry or serenade?
I don't know.
And you remember in the old days when you had a wedding, who stood up with the groom? Was that called his best man? Or his... You ever hear the word waiter or waitman?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
are they, were they the same things? I wonder, just the best friend of the groom, is that?
I think so.
I've heard of waiter, but I never heard of waitman. That must be just the best friend.
Well, maybe it, I don't know, I've stood up with several people married. Like to me, it said wait for my husband.
Wait for
that's
probably, that's very interesting. It's probably what they say in this area. You know, these things can change from county to county, different words. How did you used to scare children? They say, you better behave now or what'll get you?
Boogeyman.
If you have a heavy suitcase, you say, I'm glad I don't have to walk this very far. Go very far. And the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Good.
Just the guts of a hog, chitlins. Did you ever hear of a word that that described the insides of a hog or a calf, the liver and the lungs and the heart? What was that? All the insides, all those organs.
You hear the word belly, but that
was the belly.
This part.
You ever hear the word haslet? Haslet or haslet or harslet?
No.
The center part of an egg is